Hey, if you're like me, you're obsessed with growing your business. You know, I'm always looking to better myself and equip myself because that's just how I'm wired. I want to be better, but I also do that so that I can be better equipped to help you grow a stronger contracting business and, you know, reach your goals and stuff like that. And so today I'm going to share what I believe to be the most important brick that you need to lay in your business that will lead to building a strong team and a company that will also enjoy a ton of happiness for you and the people, as well as monster profits through the years. And I'm excited to talk to you about that. But before I get into that, I do want to tell you about the Contractor Fight Accelerate program. You know, when I started as a contractor, I had a skill set that was directly related to my trade. And I worked hard to build my business and had some good success out of the gate. But the truth was that my business IQ was really lacking. And, you know, as a result, I worked too hard for too little for too long. And I really didn't know where to begin in regards to educating myself as a business owner. You know, I really didn't have anyone to guide me in the fundamentals of, you know, the blocking and the tackling of building a contracting business. And financially, I was not in a position to hire a coach one-on-one at the time for thousands of dollars a month, but I knew that I needed help. And so that's what I experienced. And over the past several years, I've worked with hundreds of contractors who were in the same boat. You know, they were passionate, they were talented, they had the drive, but they lacked some of the fundamental knowledge needed to build a strong and profitable business that really served them instead of being the other way around. And guys, this is why we created Accelerate. That's why it exists, to give you access to the knowledge needed to build a profitable business that has a strong future. You know, Accelerate is a combination of a couple things. One is it's a self-guided learning structure where there's worksheets and videos and spreadsheets and stuff like that to get you the information that you need to understand how to market your business, how to sell your services, how to price your work, how to figure out what your break-even point is or how many leads you might need or how to connect with your ideal clients and building a team and more. And then it's also a little bit, you know, part group coaching with a weekly live call with a topic that to help you as well as an opportunity for you to ask questions of me and my team or whoever else is facilitating that call. So you get kind of the best of both worlds. You get the education you need, but you also have that opportunity to jump in the hot seat from time to time, ask some questions, and get real. And so speaking of getting real, listen, you can certainly continue to slug away and try to grow your business on your own. You can spend more time and more money than you really need to grow your business. It can be done. Or you can tap in to the experiences and wisdom of myself, my team, and the other Accelerate members to speed up the process. You can avoid mistakes, you can learn to maximize your time and profits, and really get where you want to get to quicker. So I want to invite you to head over and join us at the Contractor Fight Accelerate program at thecontractorfight.com/accelerate to learn more and to get started. That's thecontractorfight.com/accelerate. Head over there, get started today, and move a little quicker in your business. All right, so with that said, let's talk about the first brick that you need to lay in building a strong contracting business. That the longer I'm in business and the more people I work with and the more I educate myself and the more training I get as a leader and things like that, I am more and more convinced that this thing I'm going to share with you today is going to transform your business if you truly take it seriously. You know, we talk a lot about owning our crap and that, you know, you can't have any progress in your business or in your life without owning your crap and having some truth. And the truth is when I look at the things that I'm about to share with you right now, I did a lot of these things on accident through the years, not knowing that they needed to be done and that this was that important of a brick. And some of these other things I didn't do. But the thing I'm going to share with you is this. It's about your leadership. That if you truly want to build a great team that builds a great business and a great brand that attracts, you know, the best talent to work for you, but also attracts the best clients to work with you, then you've got to get this leadership thing down. And this first brick of being a good leader, I believe, and I'm seeing it in play in not only my businesses, but also in the football program that I coach and things like that, is understanding that there are some universal fears that pretty much all humans have, okay? And by understanding these fears, you are going to be able to connect with your people and provide what they need on the other end of these fears, because, you know, our fears drive our needs. And so when you understand the fears that your people have, it will help you provide what they really need from you on the other end. So I'll give you some examples here, but there's five universal fears, and I don't have the book in front of me right now, but I think, don't quote me on this, but I think Marcus Buckingham, I believe, is one of the co-authors of a book, and they condensed all this research that these people did of cultures and societies all around the world over a number of years, and these guys basically narrowed down these five universal fears, and that's what we're going to camp on here today. The first universal fear is the fear of death. You know, people at some level just fear dying. They fear not existing anymore. Well, this death doesn't need to be just limited to our physical death. You know, there's career death and emotional death and things like that. Well, that fear of death drives our need for security. You need security. I need security. Your people need security. And when you understand that, because we all have this need of things ending, you know, maybe my career is going to die. So, you know, how can I, as a leader, provide security for my people in the business? You know, emotional security, physical security, and the like. So when you meet that need in them, they're going to be more likely to connect with you and stick with you longer. The second fear, and I'm going to move through some of these quickly, and some of them I'm going to camp on longer because I think they'll be more applicable to where you're at right now as a contractor. But the second universal fear is the fear of the outsider. You know, it's if I'm the athletic kid in school, and I'm the quarterback, and a new kid moves into town, and he's as athletic as me or more athletic as me, I now have this fear of the outsider, because you are now throwing a wrench into my life and into my way of doing things, into the vibe we have going on here in the school. And it's no different with our crews and our companies. So the fear of the outsider drives the need for community. We all need community. Guys, that's why the Contractor Fight Facebook group is growing so quickly. And it's such deep connections there and relationships, and there's no bullshit in there, you know, is because we all want to be part of something. We all want to have a cause or a group or a community that we're a part of. And so it's important that you know that anytime you add somebody to your team, the other people on your team at some level are threatened by the new person. And anytime that somebody leaves your team, there's now a new dynamic. Okay, so pay attention to the need to create community on your team, in your business, so that you can, help minimize that fear that your people naturally have. All right, third fear. There's a total of five here that we're going to go over. This one is one that I think is huge. The next two are huge for contractors. And it's the fear of chaos. The fear of chaos. And chaos is not just being busy and overwhelmed and stuff like that. Chaos is confusion. It's just flat out, what the hell is going on? Everyone's confused. We're running around like crazy. And that drives the need to have some order in the business, on the team. And so let me give you an example. If your crew is showing up on a job every day and they're confused as to what the goal is, if they're confused on who's showing up to what job or how much time things are going to take and stuff like that, you're creating chaos in the business, and they need some order, because people are only going to stick around in an environment so long of chaos before they bail, because we all crave this order and authority at a certain level. So how do you handle this? How do you provide this need for order? We've talked about it here before. You have a weekly meeting. You have a daily huddle. You have a work order. You are clear as to, you know, what we're supposed to accomplish and what the direction of the company is and where are we headed and all that other stuff. So guys, this is just having a meeting just isn't about the man hours and understanding the budgets and are we on task or not. It is truly, excuse me, it is truly about providing some order and stability for your people because they fear chaos. Okay? Fourth universal fear is the fear of an unclear future. This is huge. Guys, this is really huge. That fear of an unclear future drives the need for clarity, the opposite of that, of having a clear future. You know, where can I go? I've talked before about winners are not going to stay in a company where they can't see a road to how they can continue to win. So you might have a guy come into your company, and because he's just digging a hole or a trench or he's sanding some baseboard or whatever, he might think that this is it. He doesn't know what the future looks like in this organization, and so he's going to start looking elsewhere to meet that need of having a clear future. That's why it's so important that you have, you know, what I call my mastery ladder. It's just a simple little staircase that, hey, you come into the company here, and here's the next rung or the next step where you can go from there. And after that, you can go there. And obviously, at some point, it's going to tap out in the business. But at least providing some clarity around where somebody can go in your company is going to help alleviate that need, or I'm sorry, that fear of the unclear future. All right, and the final fear, universal fear, is the fear that we're going to live an insignificant life. And I don't know, several weeks ago, a couple months ago, I had Josh Abramson on from Albright Painting out in California. And I think this is something that he's built in his culture. You know, their tagline and stuff and their hashtag is painting happiness. And when I saw this fear of insignificance, which drives the need to live a significant life with dignity, I actually thought of him because he has done, you know, charity paint jobs through the years, and he's built this culture where the people that work there provide true happiness for their clients and their employees and their vendors. And they're more than just painters, they're more than just laborers or apprentices. They're people that actually serve a huge purpose in the world to make it a better place. And I'm not gonna get all fuzzy on you here and you know, talk too much on this. But guys, if your people are showing up each day and they don't feel like they are contributing to something significant, they will start looking elsewhere, okay? So remember, these fears drive needs. So you as a leader, this brick that you need to lay as a leader is crucial to building a strong business. So look for ways to provide security for your people. You know, and I don't just mean job security. I'm talking about like the mental and emotional security where they're in a place where they feel like they can share their opinion. They can share their ideas, that they have a voice, okay, that they're respected and things like that. Create or, you know, find a way to meet the need that they have for building a community and for order so that there's not chaos and clarity so they have a clear future instead of an unclear future and, you know, the significance part that we talked about. Okay, so with this, so what are you going to do with this, right? So I just shared this with you. So here's what I'd like you to do. Here's an assignment for you. Okay, so this is a little coaching for anyone listening here. Grab one or two of the people in your company that you know will tell you the truth. Go out for a beer, coffee, go for a hike, whatever you got to do, and just say, listen, you know, maybe have them listen to this podcast and then say, I want to talk about this. You know, where am I as a leader missing the boat? Where am I not providing for the people in this company? What needs am I not meeting? Maybe what am I doing really well at? And what's one thing that I need to really improve on? Guys, if you start with that, put this stuff on your radar, you're gonna start spotting these needs as they pop up in front of you. And, you know, it's like anything. You know, if you're gonna go look at a red, I don't know, Cadillac, right? I don't know why I said red Cadillac, but I did. If you're going to go shop for a red Cadillac, you've never seen one on the road. Now you got a million of them because it's on your radar. You're seeing them all over the place. Same thing here. When you put this stuff on your radar, you have a couple conversations. You and your leaders on the team are going to start seeing opportunities to meet these needs and in turn, building a stronger business. So appreciate you hanging with me here today. Don't forget to share this episode with a contractor friend who wants to build a stronger business. And I'd super appreciate it if you could take some time to go over to iTunes and give us a rating. I haven't asked for a while, but you know, the more good ratings that we have, the more people that we can help in the contracting world have stronger businesses and better lives. And with that, Travis, bring in those guitars, and we will see you guys next time on The Contractor Fight.